as long as there were airplanes available to haul his men. Based on the planning and rehearsals, Steiner focused on what he had to work out right away. "It's a tough target. Got to get more detailed information," he thought to himself. "We'll have a long way to go and have to get on the road as soon as possible. Must order up airlift now. And we must find out the location of the ship." As these thoughts went through his mind, he remained calm. When special forces have a job to do, the job must be done fast, accurately, and efficiently. It is likely to be extremely complex, with many lives at risk and many unknown variables. Facing these conditions, people in these units do not waste their time and effort expressing feelings. They are businesslike, always focusing on the mission at hand, looking especially for vulnerabilities that can be exploited to solve the problem in the cleanest, most complete way possible. Once he reached the headquarters, he went without pausing to the Joint Operations Center, JOC. A high-tech war room complete with computer workstations and secure communications to all JSOTIF units, the Pentagon, and major commands throughout the world. There he would review the latest intelligence and learn firsthand everything anyone knew about the incident in the Mediterranean. His staff principals had already assembled, waiting for his guidance. The task force maintained its own 24-hour